Now when we come to this 27th chapter, we come to a chapter that we've labeled in our notes, a chapter which the subject is friendship. And you'll note that as we go through here. We begin with, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." And this is something that is so familiar to us, but a great many people feel like, well, I'll wait till tomorrow to do it. It's what we call here near the border of Mexico, mañana, mañana, tomorrow. It is so easy to say that, and there is a Spanish proverb that goes like this, "The road of by and by leads to the house of never." Mañana means never, and we have one that puts it very bluntly, "The way to hell is paved with good intentions." And the English have one that goes, "Procrastination is the thief of time." And they would do it like that. But the Word of God puts it like this, "Today, if you'll hear His voice, harden not your heart. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And the Scripture says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord." And the tendency of man is to want to wait, you know. "I'll do it tomorrow. I should do this tomorrow." And you remember when Paul talked to Festus? Paul was a prisoner, and yet he talked to Festus, the ruler, the governor, about his soul's salvation. And he says, "Well, I'll hear you at a more convenient season." Well, as far as the Word of God is concerned, that never did come. You remember Pharaoh kept saying, "I'll let the children of Israel go tomorrow, not today." Well, it cost him his oldest son, and therefore, today is always the day of salvation. It's not something for you to wait for at all. Now, will you notice verse 2, "Let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger and not thine own lips." Let another praise you. Goliath is a good example of that. Walked up in front of Israel every day, flexed his muscles, told how great he was and what a bunch of cowards the Israel was. But he found out that didn't quite work. And then verse 3, "A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both." If a fool's angry with you, you're in trouble. They'll say and do anything. Now, verse 4, "Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before jealousy?" And you'll recall the Scripture says jealousy is as cruel as hell itself. And you remember what it did to Joseph. His brothers, because they were jealous, sold him into slavery.